हरे कृष्णा। द पावर टू कंपेल इज नॉट द पावर टू कन्विंस। समटाइम्स व्हेन अ पर्सन इज इन अ पोजिशन ऑफ अथॉरिटी, दैट पर्सन कैन कमांड एंड कंपेल पीपल डू दिस। बॉस में से माई वे और द हाईवे, यू डू वॉट आई एम टोलिंग यू टू डू, अदरवाइज यू आर फायर्ड एंड यू आर ऑन द स्ट्रीट, यू आर ऑन द हाईवे। सो नाउ द बॉस, सच अ बॉस मे गेट थिंग्स डन बाय द पावर टू कंपेल, बिकॉज पीपल हु आर एम्प्लॉयड अंडर देम हैव टू ओबे, एंड दिस मे गिव अ सेंस ऑफ पावर एंड अथॉरिटी टू द बॉस। एंड समटाइम्स इट मे बी रिक्वायर्ड टू गेट थिंग्स डन टू कंपेल पीपल टू डू सम थिंग्स, बट वी शुड नो दैट देर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन द पावर टू कंपेल एंड द पावर टू कन्विंस। The power to convince means that the person oneself has understood, has accepted. Yeah, this is the right thing to do. This is the best thing to do, and that's why I will do it. So the power to compel actually rests on something external, some position, some authoritative position that one has, which is external to oneself, and that can never last, because say the person is a boss today, and the boss may compel a person to do something. But then tomorrow the person may not be the boss, and then the person will do whatever they want. And the same especially applies in parenting. You know, when children are small, the parents have the authority over the children. That parents tell them, do this, and if you don't do this, you'll be grounded, you'll be punished. Then the parent children have to do it at that time. But if that is the only definer of the relation, that is the only nature of the relationship between the parent and the child, and then the child grows up, a child comes to teenage and then goes into youth, then the parents lose their authority on the child. The children will do whatever they want, and if the parents may want the children to live according to certain values, but if the children have been compelled to live according to those values, then they have not been convinced about those values, then that as soon as that compulsion goes away, then because there is no conviction, then there will be rejection of those values. And that's why I quite often say children who are sometimes brought up in a very devotional and in a good pious environment, if they have been forced to live piously, they have to be forced to live devotionally, when they grow up, they rebel against it all. And they may indulge in all kinds of non-devotional or anti-devotional things. Why? Because they were never convinced. So, whenever we are communicating with others, we need to convince them. Convince them means make things intelligible to them. Not that they have to do it because we have told them to do it. Rather, they should do it because their own intelligence understands, yes, this is what I want to do. This is what is good for me. That is, just because they are convinced doesn't mean that they will be inspired to do it. They may not feel like doing it because the mind's feelings may still come up. But at least it is a battle between their mind and their intelligence, and we have empowered their intelligence. Otherwise, it's a battle between them and us. When the battle is between them and us, only as long as we have authority, we'll be able to control them. But when the battle is between them and within them itself, then there is their intelligence and there is their mind, and they know that, okay, we are on the side of their intelligence. Then they will see us not as opponents, but they will see us as partners, as assistants in the fight. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has a supreme position. He is God. And he can just command Arjuna and he can compel Arjuna, do this. Yes, Krishna wants Arjuna to fight and Krishna wants Arjuna to fight. But Krishna doesn't do that. Krishna gives the whole message of the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. For what purpose? Krishna doesn't want Arjuna to obey by compulsion. Krishna wants Arjuna to obey by conviction. And so after completing the Gita, what does Krishna tell Arjuna? In 18.63, he asks, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathechasi tatha kuru. He tells Arjuna, deliberate on this. Vimrishaita. Deliberate deeply on this. And based on that deliberation, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. Then decide what you want to do. Do as you desire. So when Krishna has done his job of making a persuasive, convincing presentation, then Krishna now asks Arjuna for deliberation. Krishna doesn't simply ask for obedience. And Krishna acknowledges Arjuna's independence. Yatha ichchasi, as is your desire. You are a separate individual. You have your own desires, Arjuna. Now you do as you desire. Yatha ichchasi, tatha kuru. So this attitude of Krishna towards Arjuna is actually very instructive. Even when God has a supreme position, He does not impose on Arjuna. He does not, rather He convinces Arjuna. And Arjuna is convinced, and that's why in 18.73 he says, Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. So rather than trying to derive a sense of power from our capacity to compel others, we can actually strive to learn how to convince others. And then even when we don't have power over them, still they will stay on the right track and they will grow in their lives, making wise choices, as Krishna did for Arjuna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.